President Bush will address the nation tonight to try and build support for possible military action in Iraq. The administration says it would prefer a second UN resolution authorizing the use of force, but the president is prepared to act without it. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says there'll be no declaration of war in Tuesday's State of the Union address, but he says President Bush will call for urgent action to eliminate the threat from Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. Some U.S. allies say any use of force against Iraq should first be approved by the Security Council. Mr. Fleischer says that would be desirable, but not mandatory. He says it's premature to say whether there'd be sufficient support for a second UN resolution, but if there is not, Mr. Fleischer says that will not stop the president from acting alone if necessary. In a statement to reporters Tuesday morning, Mr. Bush did not mention Iraq by name. He says he'll use his second State of the Union address to discuss what he calls the great challenges facing the nation.
I'll talk about our deep desire for peace. Peace not only here at home, but peace in troubled regions of the world. I'll talk about our plan to spread prosperity throughout America.
His nationwide address comes at a time of declining opinion poll numbers for Mr. Bush, with some surveys showing less than half of all Americans believe the president's policies will lead the country in the right direction. One poll shows popular support for his foreign policy at about 50%, down from 59% in November. The president's speech before a joint session of Congress is a chance to rally international support against Iraq. The White House had hoped to gain some momentum from Monday's briefing by UN weapons inspectors, who say Baghdad has still not answered key questions about long-range missiles and chemical weapons. Security Council members Russia, France, Syria, Germany, and China say the inspections are working and should be given more time. Mr. Fleischer says the president has no timeline for the UN, but warns that time is running out for Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. Mr. Fleischer says much of the State of the Union address will focus on the president's domestic agenda, including tax cuts, medical malpractice reform, and a prescription drug plan for older Americans. The president says he's looking forward to the speech.
It is a moment that where I will rally the American people to some great causes and remind them that we'll accomplish those causes together.
Looking ahead to the speech, members of the Democratic Party leadership say the president's economic plan unfairly favors the rich by eliminating taxes on corporate dividends. They say Mr. Bush is moving too fast on Iraq and should give inspectors more time to finish their work. Scott Stearns, VOA News, at the White House.